Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Warwick Wynne and I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Manningham City Council. It is my great pleasure to welcome you to the meeting of Council. I will introduce the members of Council's Executive Management Team first. Mr. Lee Harrison, Director, Assets and Engineering. Mr. Chris Potter, Director, Community Programs. Ms. Teresa Dominic, Director, Planning and Environment. And Mr. Philip Lee, Director, Shared Services. I will now call the councillors into the chamber by their respective wards. Heidi Ward, Councillor Jeff Goff, Councillor Jim Griver Christopoulos, and Councillor Michelle Kleinert. Coonong Ward, Councillors Dot Haynes, Councillor Stephen O'Brien. Mullum Mullum Ward, Councillors Meg Downey and Councillor Sophie Galbally. Would you please stand for His Worship the Mayor of Manningham, Councillor Paul McLeish.
Almighty God, we pray for your blessing upon this council. Help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace and happiness, unity and justice may be established among us all. Amen.
Amen.
Manningham City Council acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we now know as Manningham. We pay our respects to Wurundjeri elders, past and present, and value the ongoing contribution to the cultural heritage of Manningham. I welcome all members of the public to here tonight to this council meeting. I also welcome any potential candidates who may be attending here this evening for the upcoming council elections. Manningham Council would like to acknowledge the contribution made to Manningham over the years by people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. Ladies and gentlemen, all council meetings are controlled by a meeting procedure local law. I will introduce each item of business as listed in the agenda by calling it by number and by reading the title. I will then call for a mover and seconder of a motion on the item before opening any debate. Only councillors are able to join the debate on an item. Councillors may adopt the officer's recommendation in the report or propose amendments and supplementary motions. I draw your attention to two opportunities for you to ask questions tonight. Verbal question time at the start of the meeting allows people who registered prior to the meeting to ask questions, but only about matters which are not on the agenda. Written question times, which is towards the end of the meeting, and these questions can only be about issues, I'll try that again, can be about any issue, including items which are on the agenda tonight. Item two, apologies for absence and granting leave of absence.
Mr. Mayor, there are no apologies for this meeting.
Thank you. Prior notification of conflicts of interest. Are there any notifications of a conflict of interest, Mr. CEO?
Mr. Mayor, there are no notifications of any conflict of interest.
Thank you. Item four, confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on 26 July 2016. Do I have a mover? Councillor Griffiths. Christopoulos.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on 26 July 2016 be confirmed.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Downing. Councillor Griffiths.
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Downing.
No.
I'll put the motion. Those four? Against? Carried. Item five, verbal questions from the public. Mr. CEO.
There are no questions.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item six, presentations.
There are no presentations to this meeting.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item seven, petition 7.1, overdevelopment of high density buildings in Bulleen. Do I have a mover for this particular item? Councillor Griver Christopoulos.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the petition containing the 68 signatures, which I have in my hand, concerned about the overdevelopment of the high density buildings in Bulleen, particularly on and around Manningham Road, be received and referred to the appropriate officer for their attention. And I move this
this petition forward.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that one, Mr Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Griffith-Stock.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. Basically, this is a group of residents who some live and some work in the Bullen area and basically have come together and brought an action group which wishes to convey its objections to the other development areas within Bullen, in the Bullen area. I put that forward. I think it's great to see the community getting together and putting the views forward on what they believe Manningham should look like, and I think it's something that councillors need to look at going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor O'Brien.
Just to echo those words, councillors, it is good to actually see a number of these organisations out in the community who are very active with their thoughts. This is a new group that I believe is very active in Facebook and are getting the message out, and I believe that they are being heard very loud and very clear.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have Speaker for? Against? Thank you. In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item 8, admission of urgent business.
Mr Mayor, there is one item of urgent business proposed to be submitted concerning a confidential governance matter.
Thank you, Mr CEO. Do I have a mover of this particular matter? Councillor Goff.
I move that Council admits as urgent business an item titled Confidential Governance Matter and the matter be considered in closed Council as part of item 20, as public disclosure would prejudice the Council or any persons pursuant to section 89(2)(h) of the Local Government Act 1989.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Holmes. This being a procedural matter, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried.
Mr Mayor, I rise to ask that we bring the items of number 16 and 17 forward to be dealt with now.
Councillors, we have a procedural motion before us to rearrange the agenda to bring those two items forward. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haynes. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Downey. Procedural motion, I'll put it. Those for? Against? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, to clarify what's just happened, we have brought forward item 16, which is the rescission motion, which is on page 455 of the agenda papers, for those who are looking through it. And we've also brought forward item 17, where there are two other motions. So we'll kick off with item 16, rescission or alteration motions. Item 16.1, rescission motion number 1/2016 by Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a mover?
I'll move that one, Mr Mayor. I move that the Council rescind the motion passed at the Council meeting held on the 26th of July 2016 in relation to item 16.1, notice of motion by Councillor Dot Haynes, norm number 5/2016. Concerning the former St John's Church Hall at 283 Springvale Road, Donvale.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Galway. Councillor O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. Just before I do launch into that, I do have a question of clarity to officers, if I may, Mr Mayor.
Certainly.
And that's in relation to, are we any the wiser off on costs? In other words, in the month that we've had off, have we had an opportunity to look at the cost indicative, and are we any clearer on processes?
No, we're not. The nature of the rescission motion means that all activity regarding this motion has ceased.
Okay. So we unclear as to whether we're going to crane this church out, if it's able to be craned out, or if we're going to be cutting down the heritage listed trees in order to remove it. I guess it can be craned out. One has to understand the structural integrity of that. If we are cutting down the trees, would that in itself be a permit?
Through you, Chair. As previously mentioned, no further work has been undertaken in terms of assessing the movement or otherwise of the building.
Okay. I won't ask any further questions in that respect. Councillors, this is one that I think I have indicated when Councillor Haynes first brought this to SBS. It is a good motion. The church is worth saving. I agree. I don't have any issue whatsoever in terms of saving the church. It is just the process here. It is just the process here that I am concerned about. We're going through this process rather oddly and rather, I think, in the wrong way. And I think when you talk to officers about the issues, there is still a lot of questions in their minds that I think they need to have answered as well. There's the issue, for instance, councillors, of cost. Now, I don't know what this is going to cost. It could cost a lot, may not cost a lot. We don't even know whether this church is going to be sold to us. We don't know whether it's going to be given away to us. We don't know what the parameters are. We understand it's for sale, the whole site. We understand that new owners may come in who may want to have this church on site and don't want it removed. It may be an integral part of their decision making to have the church on site when they bought it. It may be that they want to get rid of it. So there you go, Council, take it. It's all yours, please. And then there's the question of how we move it. Are we able to crane it out? If we can crane it out, fantastic. The trees are protected and the trees stay. But if not, the trees have to come down. And that in itself, councillors, is a process. That in itself is a process of getting a permit. Now that's a lot of unknowns as well. Will it be supported? Will there be objections? Will those objections and people living in the area say, hey, you know what? Those trees are important to me. I like living in this area. I brought in the tree in the area. And then they object and then they're off to VCAT and that's 9 months. These are only sort of hypotheticals, but anything could happen. And then there's the question of moving it. And structurally, in doing the, would it be, you know, structurally sound to move? The question also, councillors, of the heritage overlay. I support the heritage overlay, of course, but not on this site. This site, simply because, well, sorry, I support, if we support it on this site, then it's only a temporary interim heritage protection overlay. It needs to be protected onto the new site, and then there's the connection of whether the heritage importance onto the new site is worth anything. We're protecting a building that we're going to move on a heritage overlay, and I think that's rather odd. Councillors, I would much rather support a motion before us today that had very clear steps in terms of how we get there, what the costs were, what the processes were, the structural integrity of the building, whether the building can be moved, the heritage importance of that. So at the end of the day, councillors, I'm not against this motion in its holistic sense. I would support a motion had it been one of a better process and better driven. But there are just too many unknowns, councillor, in this one. We're going to make officers running around and not even sure of so many unknowns, and yet we're going to go to the Minister for Planning and ask him to put a heritage overlay on this, and we're not even sure whether the owner wants that. We're not even sure whether we can actually get the building out. So there are so many unknowns that I ask that we go through this in a better way, step by step. I do commend Councillor Haynes for her passion in protecting this building, but I also say that we need to do this better. I ask that this motion be reversed. I understand procedurally that if it is, that Councillor Haynes gets the right to adopt a different style of motion, a different motion in a different format, and that could be one which I would support, councillors, if it was based on a step-by-step strategy. It'll be up to the new councillor to decide this anyway, and this may be one that they may embrace, it may be one that they don't. All I'm asking is that let's take this step by step and give the new council that confidence that we have taken that procedure and those steps in that confidence. So I do ask that you support this motion.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Galvin.
Now, I seconded this motion mainly, or the motion for the rescission of this motion, mainly because this council in 2001, not this particular lot of councillors, but council in 2007 sold this property with these buildings unencumbered. And they bought it in good faith that there were no overlays on this property. Now this council, with this last motion, the one that we are asking for a rescission on, wants to slap a historical overlay on it. So I just don't understand why we would do something that is so against what we initially wanted to do. Now, if we wanted to put a historical overlay on this building, we should have done it before we sold it. Now, these buildings, yes, you know, they have got an emotional connection with a lot of our community, and they might just have a good stand for a historical overlay on their own right. So what I would suggest is that it's so far it's been highly illogical, the process, and counterproductive. Because if the aim of this motion that we're asking for rescission on was for council to recover these properties and put it on council land, then why don't we just bypass that initial request for an overlay on land we do not own? Why don't we just put it to the officers to give us a report and on the cost, as Councillor O'Brien mentioned before, not only on what it would cost to remove those buildings, but also in restoration, and also a report back on where would we place it. Shrams may or may not be the correct place, but we have absolutely no nothing but the word of a certain few. But all this can be reported on, and Shrams may very well be the correct place, and let's follow it then. And then once it is back on council land, once we have it in our hands, then perhaps we can go and apply for an application for an overlay when it's on our land, not on someone else's land, and land that we sold. I think it would open up council to possible legal issues. I'm not too sure on that. I'm sure officers would know that. Once you sell a piece of land and then you want to change what the owners can do on that land, I think might open it up. You want me to sign off? So these are the reasons why this building does not have to be lost. Let's just not ask for the overlay on land we do not own. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, thank you.
Councillor Haynes.
Thank you. I stand to speak against this rescission for all the reasons that we have stated, it, as my fellow councillor has said, at briefing sessions and other information. Work has ceased on putting this church in a place where Manningham Council gets to keep it. This homework that has been done has been done for many years and over many times. If I went over it all again, over churches and things that have gone on and been said over the years and past decisions that were made by council, we'd be here for a lot longer. So, councillors, we're all aware of what's been going on over the years, and we have been around long enough to know that the hypotheticals are very real, to the point where we have a very great bunch of professional officers who know how to do their work without a lot of running around, without a lot of mindless chatter, without a lot of inferences, and with steps that are operational. I don't know any of us councillors that put operational steps in our motions. I just know that we as councillors are to direct council when we're trying to look after things and do different things with all the different reports that we see. Now, this church has been on the chopping block for a number of years and tried to be saved by many, many, many groups over the years, including other churches that haven't been able to be saved. This reason for the motion that was first put up and passed was clear within it as to what it is that this council is able and quite simply capable of doing without me telling it how to go about its operational procedures. The clarity that has been suggested at this table is quite humorous to me, because I think we're fairly clear on what it is that the community wants and the costs, though they may vary within a very short couple of thousands of dollars, not as many as might have been considered throughout some of the articulate paper that I've seen, but we're not here to discuss what we have or haven't done in the past. We're here to decide whether you rescind a motion that this council has already decided is a good decision. And the councillors around this table that are even suggesting that this rescission motion be approved are saying they actually are for us trying to help the community get the asset that it wants put where it should. This motion just does that. It doesn't open us up to liability. And last time I checked, we had some very capable, very good officers, and in the conversations that we've all had without me disclosing some of them, we do know what can and can't happen here without any extra fees, costs and suing, I think the word was, liable
no,
for things.
Say it, I think
excuse me, Councillor.
And suggested hypotheticals of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Time, please, Councillor.
Mr Mayor, I ask that my fellow councillors do not support this rescission motion, because I know that if this rescission motion does get up tonight, chances are the people that have just bought that building will crush it and develop it. And those chances are very real based on information that we all already have before us. Thank you.
Do I have another speaker for the motion?
Can I ask a question, please?
Certainly, Councillor.
If someone, and there will be someone that's going to develop this property in the future, what would happen to the trees then? Would they be able to apply to take the trees down?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yes. It does have allowable uses, and that would be part of a planning application. Any vegetation removal would be part of a planning application.
Thank you. Another question on that same thing. With the trees, does the widening of Springvale Road mean that the trees come down?
We're really into hypotheticals here. Through you, Mr. Mayor, we don't have any drawings from Vic Roads on what they might do with Springvale Road, so I couldn't answer that.
Question, Mr. Mayor?
Certainly, Councillor.
Mr. Mayor, we've heard tonight that the Heritage Overlay is either against the site or the building itself. Can we get clarification on that, please?
There's no Heritage Overlay.
Exactly.
Sorry, Office. Please, can we please just let the officers deal with it?
So I might need clarification. There is no heritage overlay. If we're talking about the heritage citation, which talks about the buildings and the compound in general, so it's a fairly general. That would be one of the issues we would have to identify, the actual location.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly, please, Councillor.
How long would a heritage citation take? If we wanted to go ahead with the heritage citation of the buildings, from the time of application, how long does it normally take?
We have a heritage citation that was done.
Yeah.
You talk about an amendment.
Yeah.
To the planning
amendment
scheme.
To the planning scheme. Yes.
Depending on
how long's a piece of string,
but. 12 months is not out of the ordinary, 12 to 18 months.
So within that 12 months, would the owner of the property have to cease doing anything to the building?
There is something called an interim heritage overlay, but we've already provided advice that we don't tick the boxes for applying for one of those. It has to be of state significance. It has to be...
So the answer is...
No.
No.
Thank you. I have another question along the same lines. Does a property owner have to agree to the application of a heritage overlay on a building?
Through Mr. Mayor, that will be part of the process. That's why you would have a process where they would have a voice and would be heard.
Yeah, but in the end, the question is, if the council determines to apply it, does the owner have to agree?
No.
So, do I have another speaker for the particular motion?
Can I move for a suspension of standing orders?
Certainly, Councillor. Councillors, we have before us a motion to suspend standing orders. Do I have a seconder? Do I have a seconder? I'll put the motion, those four. Do
Sorry, that was Councillor Kleinert that seconded it. Those against? That's carried. Thank you. Well, councillors, I have some bad news for you. The notion of a rescission motion prevents us from suspending standing orders.
Okay.
So, do I have a speaker for the motion?
For the rescission.
For the rescission. Do I have a speaker for the rescission?
All right, I'll speak for the rescission. But,
Mr. Mayor,
I was away at the last council meeting, and a lot of things happened, and emotions come up. And councillors, I think we actually see what happens when motions that are unthought through, unprepared by people, unprepared by councillors, unprepared by all of us, come up here without insight and get passed through council. And what I'm being asked now to is undo that, that has come up here and been passed through council. Well, I don't know even whether I'm prepared to do that either. You know, out of all the time, in the last 4 weeks, I've been to SBSs, and I haven't been approached at all by people proposing the rescission. I haven't been asked about anything about this. And if it was such a passionate issue to them, surely over the past 4 and a bit weeks, they would have come to me, a person that wasn't here at the time, to actually get support or to understand what it is. It's quite interesting. The council have gone and passed a motion to Tucson Protection and to look at a particular church. The only people that have actually got in touch with me are people from the Historical Society and other people in the community that have actually welcomed this particular thing to come in. And it's strange here, and we've got other council motions coming in here that have been undiscussed.
Point of order, Mr. Mayor, is he speaking for the motion?
Councillor, as far as I've heard, he's not raised any matter that is not to do with speaking for the motion that I can see.
Really?
He's asking questions about what's been going on, but he hasn't veered away from speaking for the motion.
I don't know what is going on here, and this is the difficulty that we have in a situation that I'm now placed in to actually make a decision of yay or nay of to whether it's gone on. And I think it goes back to the good governance of how we run our council and use it through actual discussion with councillors prior to this, before it came up, discussion with councillors to relinquish the motion or to get rid of the motion. These discussions haven't gone on, and I'm sorely disappointed that the communication and the people that, you know, perhaps aren't even coming to SBS and think, I haven't been approached about this at all. And surely, in a vote that was 5-4, in fact, it was 5-4 because it was a casting vote of the mayor at the time to put it through. Surely, that would have trumped somebody to come and actually talk to me on it. So, Mr. Mayor, it's a very difficult decision here on what we should do. A bad decision to begin with that's unthought out. Is that bettered by another bad decision that we haven't even thought about or discussed either? I don't know, Mr. Mayor, and at this stage I'm still undecided.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have another speaker against the motion? Councillor Downing.
Councillors, we've already lost one church. It went over the river to Plenty, and it was moved successfully, and it's standing proud on its new site. We don't have a lot of history in Manningham. This church is part of our history, and it is disappointing that the chair of our historical heritage advisory group is opposing the moving of this church. We've had the support from our heritage groups around Manningham, and councillors, it is a valuable bit of our history which we need to preserve, and the hurdles can be overcome. The community is behind us. The churches are behind us. I think that we will probably get a lot of donations to help move the church. It's not going to cost the council a lot, but let's get on with the job. We've already heard that the delay of 1 month means that nothing has been done. That church has been put in further jeopardy. The site probably at this stage can't be developed because it doesn't have sewerage. So at the moment, we do have a bit of leeway. But for goodness sake, councillors, please do not support this rescission motion and allow our history to be saved.
Thank you, councillor. Do I have another speaker for the motion?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you've already spoken, Councillor. There being no speakers for the motion, I'm correct to believe that the mover can still sum up on a rescission motion? Right, thank you. Councillor O'Brien.
Thank you, councillors, and as expected, it is quite passionate. All I'm asking for is a better process. All I'm asking for is that we don't go into this given the so much unknowns. I agree that the church needs to be saved. How that is done is one that we take advice from officers in terms of the cost, in terms of the processes, and in terms of the way forward. And I believe that the motion we had before us didn't provide that clarity. I'm simply asking that we go away and we come back with a more thorough, more prepared, more, I guess, targeted process on how this church can be saved. It may, in the end, cost quite a substantial amount of money, given that it does require quite a substantial amount of work. I don't know, councillors, how we're going to move it. I don't know whether moving it by crane will suffice, what the cost is there, whether the trees will have to come down, what the process is there, and moving it onto a different part somewhere else is something that perhaps would warrant a heritage overlay. If it's on our land, then surely it's protected. It doesn't need an open heritage overlay. So I'm just simply asking that we go through this in a more methodical way as opposed to just slapping on a heritage overlay, which, yes, it could take 6 months, it could take 12 months. In any of that time, the owner, yes, could, rightly so, actually destruct the church and get rid of it. It's their choice. That would be sad, it would be disheartening, and perhaps we might want to enter discussions with the owner or the new owners in terms of encouraging them while this process is ongoing. But at the moment, there's nothing before me, councillors, that tell me that we have quite a thorough process to convince me that the church, under the motion that was put up by Councillor Haynes, is really going to work.
Thank you. Councillors, I'll now put the motion. Those for the rescission motion? Those against? Motion is lost.
Division.
Councillors, a division has been called. I ask for those supporting the rescission motion to stand, please, or indicate their support. Councillor O'Brien, Councillor Galbally. Those against the motion, please. Councillor Haynes, Councillor Griffith-Gastopoulos, Councillor Downey, Councillor Gough, Councillor Kleinert, Councillor McLeish. Thank you, councillors.